Chess Motherfucking Podcast.
Make some noise!
He's a legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hey, say greetings, it's your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players.
You know what I mean?
In the most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
It's Drink Chess Motherfucking Podcast,
where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go. It's time for Drink Champs. Drink up, motherfucker.
Yo, y'all, y'all, yo, it's your boy N-O-R-E.
What up, it's DJ EFN.
And this Drink Champs motherfucking happy hour. Make some noise! And we're here proud to announce that this is like, what is it, 100th episode?
The 100th episode.
We like Seinfeld and them niggas out here. 100 episodes and shit.
It.
You know what I'm saying? We want to big up our peoples. Big up our peoples, CBS, who we used to work with. We left amicably. That's a good word, right? Like, you know, we're all still good. We're still good. But we moved on. We moved to a new company when it comes to the audio.
Audio Boom.
To big them up, you know what I'm saying, for being a part of this Drink Champs experience. And then we also want to big up our partners, Revolt TV. Let's make some noise for Revolt TV. So if you listen to this podcast and you're one of those people that, you know, you're just an audio listener, we want to let you know that we're on Revolt TV every Thursday,
10 p.m.
And then we also drop the audio Monday. What is it? Monday 12.
Midnight going into Tuesday.
And then
the YouTube, the full version drops on Wednesday.
Right. So if you want to be up on the podcast, up early, and you see the footage live as the footage is taken, you go to Revolt. 10 p.m. on Thursdays, and like I said, man,
it's a different experience when you watch it on Revolt.
Yeah, because it's
the way they edit it.
The TV quality,
it's TV quality.
When it's on Revolt. We also want to big up our partners 8 and 9.
Yep,
you know what I mean.
Shout
we've come in like a 2-year relationship. We're going into if you guys are out here, we got a pop up shop. If you're in Miami for the rest of the month, we got a pop up shop. You know the address.
What's the address, Ray? Repeat that
happening?
Yeah.
Say it again. 2235 Northwest 2nd Avenue.
We're right in the heart of Wynwood. Right. If you know the area, we're like down the street across from Coyo Taco. Wood Tavern.
You know they didn't let me in the other day. I walked to Coyo Taco.
Yeah, same problem.
Yeah. That shit was fine.
Mad racist. Mad racist. They make it. They got tacos. The name of the place is tacos, but they don't let in the Spanish and black people. Like after a certain time, it's just like it's not allowed. But hey, they're selling tacos.
Well, they got a club back there, so they try to get a little bit.
Is it a full fledged bar back there?
Yeah, it's a club. Yeah.
Okay, all right, cool.
Yeah, it's a club.
But not big them up at all.
Still love their tacos.
Yeah, I've never had their tacos, actually.
You have, you just don't remember.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
And they comped us. The manager came out and he comped us.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Like, well, you know, we've been to the BET Awards recently.
We did.
How was your experience?
It was dope.
When the last time you was at our BET Awards? Was it Oye Mi Canto?
Was that BET or Source? With Daddy Yankee,
that was the Source.
That was
on BET, though. I think
that
was the Source on BET.
Yeah. And that was here in Miami.
That was here in Miami. That's the last time I've been to a war show. Period.
Really?
Me, yeah. I've never been to a war show. They don't invite me to shit. Just want to throw that out there. If you're people who throw events, if you people who throw festivals and festivities, we got to stop this shit. You gotta invite me to places, man. Like, yo, I don't know. I Drink Champs, we don't get invited to shit. So I really think we're gonna do our own scumbag award show.
I think we should.
We should get up with Revolt and just, you know, give people awards for being the fucking scumbags that they are.
Shout out to Haz.
You know what I'm saying? Big up to Haz, cocaine Haz, for being
the. Damn, Ali.
Big up to Haz for being the cocaine guy of the year.
It's
you know what I'm saying?
It's okay.
Cocaine of the year. We got big up Twin. For twin. Being on steroids, the other twin is on steroids.
He's
over here looking like he looking like Arnold Schwarzenegger out here. He gotta relax. Let's big him up. Let's pick up Mr. Lee and Boris, who's in the running for who can understand the best. I don't understand Boris or Mr.
They
Lee,
both need
and
subtitles.
It's crazy because they do good. They do good. Like the first two sentences.
Do they understand each other? Though?
I don't know. That's a show
that
right there.
That could be an ill show right there.
Boris,
lost in translation.
We're gonna let Boris and you know everybody say something. This is our 100th episode.
Yeah.
We bugging out. For those that don't know, if you tuned in right now, this week coming up on Drink Champs, we have a lot of, you know, great guests coming up. We just did the hurricane relief. Big up to everybody in Puerto Rico. It will not stop. Our continued support is going to be there. Yep. Hopefully we'll get Revolt. We'll do something maybe during Revolt Conference weekend.
That'd be dope.
You know. But we got Jermaine Dupri coming up on Drink Champs. You have never seen Jermaine Dupri like this. I kept telling him Puff Daddy did more shots than him, so he kept doing more shots. I don't know why I keep doing that.
Shots.
I
always Tiger do that. Bone.
Tiger Bone shots. But I always do that. I'm like, yo, you know such and such did more. And they'd be like, they get gas. Because, you know, as an artist, you're competitive. But we got Jermaine Dupri coming up. Let's make some noise for Jermaine Dupri. Hey. We got Jim Jones coming up. Let's make some noise. And then one for the record. One for the record book.
Yes.
We got not only Irv Gotti, but we got Irv Smoking Gotti. Yeah. We got Irv Drunk Gotti. We got Irv...
All of Irv Gotti. Everything.
Hold him back, Irv Gotti. Like, holy moly. You know what I'm noticing? CEOs are the wildest people on this program. You would think it'd be the artist, but just think about it. Puff Daddy.
Yep.
50 Cent.
Yep.
Jermaine Dupri. He's up there now. Yeah, like with the top three. Irv Gotti. They all went crazy.
Yeah.
Like they go crazy because you know what it is? I think they want to show that they're just as wild as the artist, but they just been behind the scenes so much. So now that they get in front of the camera, I think they just lose their mind. Like Jermaine Dupri was crazy.
He let loose.
Like I had no idea. Yeah. Bow Wow came, he kind of shut Bow Wow down a little bit. I liked it that.
Yep.
I liked it that. Go ahead, Jermaine Dupri.
You killed it.
So right now, joining the program, we got Ali with us. Ali is the guy that's behind the scenes. And often I'm out on the streets of the world with Ali. And they call him EFN. Let's make some noise for y'all. For y'all not looking like each other at all. It's just that y'all bald with beards. It's very racist. They call him EFN. I'm gonna throw that out there.
And I definitely take the pictures as well.
Yeah, he definitely takes the pictures.
He gets a scumbag award.
So listen, I don't want to spoil their whole moment. So I just go along with it. To them, I'm EFN. It's all right.
So how's the experience working with Drink Champs? You've been in the game working with people like Lil Mama, DMX, and so many other artists. How's your experience working with Drink Champs?
Well, I gotta say, working with Drink Champs for me is especially rewarding because we're actually celebrating hip hop. We're you know, and making money doing that at the same time. And obviously, we've all known each other for such a long time, and you know, we've been friends behind the scenes, in the scenes, and it's an honor to be with y'all, with the whole team, actually.
All right.
And being able to do this in 2017 and beyond.
How was it doing cocaine with Haz that one time?
Oh, you gotta relax. That is
not a Haz.
You're making up stories again. Haz told Ali, you killed that.
You should have seen. Garcia was just like, I've done cocaine with Haz. It was crazy. Listen, it was crazy.
For the record, I've never done cocaine
with Haz.
With Haz.
Oh, that's awkward.
Okay.
Yo, Mr. Lee, come over here. Is the other mic set up? Yeah, go by Haz. Don't get no
don't
cocaine.
Don't get high.
Yeah. And
Demon.
Mr. Lee, what's been going on?
Have you done cocaine with Haz?
I don't remember.
That's what we're gonna ask everybody.
Let me just tell y'all something. If y'all been watching Drink Champs, or you've been a part of this Drink Champ experience, it was one episode where we didn't have a guest. So we had Mr. Lee come up. And as soon as Mr. Lee came up, I said, Mr. Lee, do you eat ass? I don't know why. You just look like an ass eater. Right? And that's how the famous "do you eat ass" question got originally.
That's how it is.
It was with Mr. Lee. Yeah, it was the first time.
Yeah, I don't even remember.
It's the legend of the ass.
Yeah, it was 89. And then the
Eddie Giggs ran with it. Eddie
the crowd, though. First, the crowd went crazy.
He
ate ass before that. So, and then that became part of the criteria of a question action for the Drink Champs. But how did you feel knowing that got invented on you?
I kind of like that, you know, because I like eating ass, but I like eating pussy. It's kind of the same thing, but cleaner. It tastes better, too.
It's neighborly. It's very neighborly.
It tastes better, too.
Alright.
It's awesome, Eddie.
Step up. Step up to the mic.
How's your ass eating experience? You told me it tastes like pennies.
What was you
doing tasting pennies anyway? How do you know this?
Is it like a clean penny or a penny you just got off the street?
Nah. A fresh penny you get off the road, you know, and then just, you know, when you get the pennies in your hand,
you lick the penny.
Yeah.
What guess?
What type of person you are?
Did did you want to eat her ass the most?
I mean, definitely Angela. I mean, yeah, Angela Yee. But since I wasn't here for Amber Rose.
Amber Rose.
She would have got it. She would have got it.
Amber Rose or Angela Yee. Whose ass you eating?
And Amber Rose.
Amber Rose?
Yeah, that's just...
Because it's voluptuous?
It's voluptuous.
Okay.
It's very nice.
Very nice?
Yeah,
okay. Now, who are you voting for the most broken English? Mr. Lee or Boris?
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
I'm gonna have to go with Lee.
You gonna go with
Lee? I think we should let the fans decide.
All right, Boris, come over here, Boris. Speech.
Talk to him. They should read the Gettysburg Address.
So is it the most understandable or the least?
The least. Don't know. Let the fans decide. But Boris,
but who wins?
Tell him your life story. You used to wrestle in Peru.
He's a luchador.
Take it from there, Boris.
I don't do that.
You don't wrestle no more. You're a luchador.
I don't do that.
You gonna diss Nacho Libre?
I mean,
you don't believe in science?
I don't believe in science.
Yeah, but tell them, yeah, how's your life, man, coming from Peru?
It's been great.
You from Lima, right?
No, Callao.
Callao.
But isn't that like a part of Lima?
No, it's different. Two different places.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. How's your experience working with Drink Champs?
It's been great. All right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Learning a lot of things.
What's your favorite episode?
My favorite episode was...
I'm gonna keep it.
It's hard. It's hard because I like them ball, but.
You like a ball?
No, I like them all. You
like to go to the mall?
Come on, man. I said, listen.
Yo, I was just about to say, I understand
all my favorite ones. They're all my favorite ones.
Oh, yeah? That's a good answer.
For the beginning,
he said, oh, my favorite ones.
Come on, man.
He's doing mumble rap, but he's in Spanish.
Yeah, he do a mumble. Yo, mumble talk. That's hard. So that's good. Exactly. Mumble rap.
Yo, we're going to put a beat. Put a beat on him.
So, yeah, man.
Well, Drink Champs. Well, Drink Champs, we out here, Drain. Man. Drain, come say something, Drain.
Yo,
this is the photographer. If you see these nice pictures of Drink Champs, this is the guy who's been taking them.
What up?
It's been times we've been in the room and it's just me and Drain. We're the only black people. That's it.
take a knee.
It's mad Russians and Cubans and Colombians and Puerto Ricans and lions and tigers and bears. But it's only like two black people, me and Drain. We hold it down.
Then we do an I Rasta, but at first
it was just me and you. We gotta hold it down, goddammit. But how's your experience? How's it been working with Drain?
It's an honor and a privilege.
Okay. Where,
you Did know, we help you develop your photography skills?
Yeah, I actually stumbled upon this shit. It was by accident, so I'm so glad that I did. And with my boys right here, Crazy Hood and Ben Fucked Out Entertainment, Drink Champs, that's it, man.
And you got pictures with everybody.
Yeah, man, I'm building the catalog up.
Was you in LA when we got with Nas?
Nah, I missed that one.
That would have been a
great picture.
I wish I would have been there. But yeah, I was there for the Pharrell shit, though.
Yeah, for Pharrell.
Oh, yeah,
you took those pics.
Be
real, you was mad because you didn't get credit from who? Mass Appeal?
A lot of people use my pictures, son. If you Google Drink Champs, you're going
to
see a lot of my shit floating around in there, but it's all good, though. Yeah. Add Drain on Instagram.
You know, for the second run, after it goes out, the second run, you throw out the pictures again and you put your little tag on it.
There you go.
Drink Champs, Drain. That's how you do it. You put Drink Champs, but then on that thing, Drain. So it's not too, you know, too like overdone. But you know, yeah, no problem. Everybody should get their props, man. So we'll give you your props right now. What's your Instagram? Tell me your Instagram.
@Drain.
You're not on Instagram no more.
I'm coming back next month. It's been a 4-month hiatus. I got into some shit. I'll come back. Your girl
told you to get off?
Okay, man. So y'all have a good day.
Sounds like some sort of relationship. So, yo, Rich Blanco, come over here, Rich Blanco. You good?
Yo, Ray Knapps, one of y'all come over here.
Yeah, Rich, come on, man.
89, stand up.
Rich, he got it.
Come on, Rich Blanco.
So you next.
How'd you hook up with the Drink Champs? How did this happen?
Shit, first I met Haz. I was talking to Haz about some stuff and then I actually
having great with cocaine.
Was there any cocaine involved? You Colombian too, right?
Nah,
you Puerto Rican. I always get that mixed up.
Blanco.
Worse, I just met up with Haz. He EFN was right there, introduced ourselves. You know, just out here working.
Right.
Gave E a call. I was like, yo, what's up? Mm-hmm. You know, let's just chop it up. Right. Met him. Did a couple of things like that. Right. And then... just got introduced, you know, to the whole Drink Champs shit.
All right. You ever think the show would be, like as successful as it, quote, unquote, they saying it is?
From the first day, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
The Fat Joe one, you said?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, okay. From or was it Kenny Anderson?
The Kenny Anderson?
Because we actually filmed
Kenny first.
And Kenny first. Anderson first. Yeah, he was, like, our first...
Like our demo.
Our demo, yeah. Yeah. And then, like...
The next day,
Fat Joe. Also, I felt like we was a little bit more looser because we experienced. But, so go ahead, continue.
Nah, yeah, once I saw that, I felt there was a lot of stuff that was being untouched at the time. You know, just conversations and shit between that whole era. And I think Drink Champs is the best platform that brings it all out.
Right. God damn it, make some noise for that.
That's a prepared statement.
God damn, man. God damn. So that's what's up, Rich, man. Good looking, man. Well, thank you so much.
Yo, Ray, where you at, Ray?
Get come on, Ray from 89. Ray from 89.
What, are you bringing a prop?
Oh, shit. They drink a
cup. That's his water cup. That's his water cup.
Let's make some noise and drink a cup. Ray from 89, you was like the guy like who had the place where... Which eventually became like Drink Champs home, you know, and you had the idea for us to come there and do that. So tell the people your experience, what's been going.
I mean, it's been amazing. You know, we were lucky enough that we had a relationship with EFN.
Right.
And we saw the first episode. We had an internal conversation about it. And we were like, yo, this Drink Champs shit is going to be crazy.
Right.
And then like 2 days later, he hit us up in the email.
Right.
And said, yo, we got to put something together.
Right.
And that grew and that became the opportunity to host the Drink Champs and, you know, become family. So it's been beautiful.
Definitely. Yeah. So for all those that's out there that if you want to, you know, get any type of Drink Champ merch, we're 100% in partnership and in friendship and in brotherhood with 89 Clothing. They've been a blessing to us. It's been our home. It's been our hub. And they make some dope shit. There's some fly fucking clothes. Like even not just the Drink Champ shit. They got 89 shit. Like, I wear 89 shit all the time because I want to support my friends. I want to support a company that I believe in. And so, like I said, if you want to get some Drink Champs gear or get some 89 gear, what's this website again?
It's 89.com, 8and9.com, DrinkChamps.com has all that merch too.
That's right. And big up Core Mega, because you got a sneaker out with Core Mega. That's dope.
Yeah, with Ewing. Thank you to Ewing, and there's something coming with...
With Drink Champs. But until then, I want my Core Mega Ewing. God damn it, come on.
You can also get our Drink Champs gear and 89 gear at the DTLR stores. If you want to go
that's what the people in Baltimore, Washington.
How many stores?
DTLR is everywhere. They're from basically from Baltimore all the way down to like northern Florida. They got stores in Orlando. In your neighborhood, if you got a mall, you pretty much have a DTLR. So
and big up Sean. Big up Sean. He's from DTLR.
Shout out to Sean. You can have your Drink Champ shirt tomorrow.
Yeah, have your Drink Champ shirt. A lot of people have been sending us videos of them watching Drink Champs with the Drink Champ shirt on.
Getting drunk.
You're getting drunk. So, yeah, man. So once
I like
again,
those pictures.
Yeah. Once again, great. 89. Thank you very much.
All right. What's the address of the shop?
2235 Northwest 2nd Avenue. We're in Wynwood for a Revolt weekend.
What's the hours? The working
October.
Hours?
Yeah, we work more than we're supposed to. 11 to 8 every day we're here, except for Mondays. You know, we're recovering from the weekends.
There you go.
That's what it is.
Okay, let's talk about some episodes. What's one of your favorite episodes, Mr. Lee?
Jermaine Dupri.
Who?
Jermaine's.
That's coming soon.
Dupri's.
Jermaine's the Priest?
Yeah, Jermaine's the Priest.
Masterpiece?
When we did Jermaine's the Priest? when did we do that?
Actually, Jermaine's the Priest is this Thursday on
this
Revolt,
Thursday,
10 p.m. Make sure you tune in Thursday for the epic Jermaine Dupri episode.
You've never seen Jermaine Dupri
and
like
you can watch the re-airings, the encore airings all weekend.
Right.
So, and I'm telling you, it's worth watching the Revolt edited version that's on TV.
Right.
They killed it with the graphics package. Shout out to Paige, Ramon, and Risha.
And then you can catch it online right after that.
Shout out to the whole Revolt team, man. They're doing an amazing job.
Yeah, we're doing amazing things with Revolt. Why it feels like the Ciroc is getting less and less, but we're not drinking it. Like, come on.
Shout out to the whole Ciroc team.
Why do you leave the bottles off the thing?
I roster, come on, man. Talk to the people.
So people can come and drink. They don't have to come to the table.
Oh, okay. Very smart.
Come on, Kev.
I roster Kev. He's got 10 jobs. You can see him. You can see him on 99 Jams on the weekends.
No, 103.5.
103.5 during the days. Drink Champs at night.
Yes.
Club everywhere during the.
You be at the concert.
You're really everywhere, I roster.
Yeah, I got to keep working, man. Yes, keeping the dream alive, you know?
You're working, man. I like what you're doing now, where you pick the picture or the artist, let's do the mirror.
Yeah.
It's very creative shit, because you're like in the picture, but not in the picture, but you're in the picture.
I'm glad you get it, you know?
Yo, what's going on? You guys gotta relax.
Gotta relax.
Just because they ain't no guests. So what's going on, Irasa? How'd you hook up with the Drink Champs?
Well, Rich and I, we linked a while ago because I was working with the station, and then he would help me film stuff with the station, and then he gave me a call one day like, yo, you got some? You wanna work it on podcast real quick with Nori, DJ EFN? I was like, come on! I always heard about DJ EFN. We have some mutual friends or whatever, and we just made that connection. The first episode with Fat Joe, and then it was just I knew it was a movie after that.
And you born and raised in Miami?
Nah, I was born in New York, raised back and forth between Jamaica, Florida. You know, migrate everywhere.
Oh, you Jamaican for real? Look, Guadaguana. Big up, blue boy.
St. Catherine, Glengarf. You know.
And the two other black guys are from Jamaica.
Yeah, man.
That's what's up. We're having fun. What did you say?
I want to know what his favorite episode is thus far.
Favorite episode.
I think we got to do like a top three. It's like one is kind of
true. Okay, do a top three.
Because like I have a favorite episode.
Or favorite moment that you have.
Oh man! All right, this is kind of bad to say, but the 50 Cent episode.
Why is that bad?
Because I had the tripod set up next to the switch and then it moved. It turned off the light. Remember when the light had switched?
That's your favorite moment when you put it out?
Most memorable, but it was just, you know what I mean? Yeah, so
shout out to Sunny DBT just walking.
Shout out to Sunny DBT coming in here smelling like engine oil.
And covered in it too.
I love it. That's why I see you so much.
This thing.
Oh my God, he's wet coming over here. Sunny, come on, man.
Sunny, come on,
man.
Side, man. Look at this. I'm
Irasta,
I-R-O-S-S-T-A,
follow
the kid.
Thank you, brother. Thank you for like engine oil.
Come here, get off the microphone.
See, Sunny? Oh, my God, that poor flag.
Damn, you disrespecting your flag, man.
Yo, Sunny smells like engine oil and wet towels. He got to relax. Come on, Sunny D. And you know people don't wear True Religion no more, just so you know. Just so you know.
Well, guess what? I'm different.
Yeah.
I'm different.
You gotta relax. So listen, after you leave the flea market, like, what's your favorite time you come to Drink Champs?
What's your process?
Usually after the flea while it's still fresh, you know what I mean?
What flea you go to? Shout out the fleas.
I haven't been to a flea in years.
Which ones you haven't been to in years?
The 79th used to be a classic.
Classic?
183rd and 27th Avenue. I see Rick Ross in there, a long time ago real.
You go to the Homestead one, Bargain Town or whatever?
Nah, I never been to that. Never been to that.
So what's going on, Sonny D?
Not much, man. Came here to have fun with you guys, have a couple drinks, man. Got the Hennessy.
What's your top three Drink Champs? Your top three Drink Champs episode.
Top three. I say Puff. Daddy was a really good one. The energy was serious.
Did he just say Puff?
And then his daddy.
Damn, nigga. You know him like that?
He is on that Hennessy.
The Irv Gotti one yesterday, it creeped into my top three.
Yeah,
the energy
definitely
was crazy.
You can't say it wasn't released yet.
But look out for Irv Gotti coming in the next few weeks. Jermaine Dupri this Thursday, 10 p.m. on Revolt.
That's right. So what else?
And definitely, last but not least, the 50 Cent episode was super lit.
You know what was a sleeper for me that came out crazy that I didn't, like, not that I didn't think it was going to come out crazy.
Let me guess. EPMD.
No? Trina.
I didn't.
Because
EPMD, I didn't think was going to get as much
the love that it got. Yeah, it got a lot of love.
Shout out to Chris from Veggie Delight.
Shout out to Vegetarian Delight.
Tiger Bone Delivery.
Yeah, Tiger Bone Delivery. Make sure we only drink one bottle.
But you're right, Trina did get a lot of
Trina, because
it was fun for us.
I'm going to be honest, even Fat Joe gave me some questions that he wanted to know personally, and some of them was controversial, and then some other people sent me some questions, because you know, that's what I do sometimes.
Right.
Sometimes I call people that I know other people, just to get different insight,
right.
And I had to use none of that. Because Trina was just going in. She was
a great guest.
And for her to be a girl, to walk in the lion's den, quote unquote, it's only men.
The ladies have showed out so far.
She's also a lioness as well. She's a lion as well.
They've all been beautiful too.
We heard through Ramon, big up to Ramon Dukes on Revolt and Shaheen Reed and all of them and everybody Will and everybody
Pace
and everybody. But we heard that through social media, that was one of our biggest episodes right. on Revolt. And that was due to, I gotta be honest, that was due to Trina's team engaging with us.
They supported it,
like, they support, like, LL was pretty good on that, too.
He was.
But Trina, like, she retweeted every, like, tweet that she was in.
She
and
went in, yep.
She posted on the gram. So, listen, if you guys know, or you guys listen to Drink Champs, all week long, especially Thursday, you know, from the hours from 7 to 10, always hashtag Drink Champs. If you want us to see your comment, whether it be on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, social media, whatever, you want us to see it, hashtag that Drink Champs. You know what I mean? Yeah. Spell Drink Champs. You understand? D-R-I-N-K.
I've seen all kinds of
C-H-A-M.
Drunk Champs.
Yes.
Drinky Champs.
Yeah, they be saying drunk shit. They be changing it up. They keep saying drunk.
Drinking champs?
Yeah, drinking kings.
Yeah, they gotta relax. Drinking champs, that's Mr. Lee.
And tag us in, and you know, we're gonna engage, you know, if you tweet us or you tag us on social media, on Instagram, you know, we'll probably, you know, leave a message to talk to you.
Yep, and just because y'all tuned in right now, we're gonna let you know that we're presently sitting down, waiting for the presence of the Buster Rhymes. So, like, again, listen, man, you guys could wait till this come out. You guys go straight to tune into Revolt. You know, they got Revolt on demand as well. So you go, like, that's how, you know, I haven't caught like 5 episodes, so I just go and I binge watch it the same way I binge watch everything. So it's been going down. So the top 3 episodes was you. Trina was a sleeper. That Irv Gotti was a sleeper. Like, I know that hadn't come out. I didn't think he was going to go that far. Like, it was like everybody else knew, because I called Ja Rule. I was like, yo, I'm going to get you to call in. He was like, no, you're not. So I don't want no parts of that. I said, damn, Ja. Like, he knew. BJ knew, because BJ didn't even want to say nothing. We can't put him over there. But apparently everybody knew but me. And he went in. Jermaine Dupri, crazy story.
Yeah, can't forget about that. That's
you know. Nah, you know what's one of my favorite times? We was talking on the phone, and Mr. Lee said, yo, he loves Scum Run, B.
Come on.
He talking about Jim Jones? Oh. He goes, yo, he's low, come on. Yeah. It was dope. You know, see people get a little emotional. It's dope. Like, nah, this podcast.
Like Bumby
cried.
You know, yeah.
Yeah. I wasn't
real shit.
Bumby, I wasn't really expecting
it's human.
It. Because I just did. This show, anytime a person gets emotional or, you know, to the left, I'm just not prepared for it, because this is all about, you know, having fun,
right.
You know, drinking, making fools of ourselves, not just making fools of the situation, but making fools of ourselves. Yeah. I don't mind being the butt of anybody's joke. And so, yeah, we've been. Who's the only person that we didn't get that said they was down? Was Irv Gotti, right? Bone yep. Thugs.
Red and Meth.
Yep. Red and Meth, we never really locked in 100%. No, we
kinda
weren't.
Did.
Yeah, we kind of did. Red and Meth, we missed them.
We missed them.
We're working on locking Red Man, and he's coming soon.
We missed Irv Gotti.
Irv Gotti was one
of
the people.
Bone Thugs,
which, yep, that was going to happen.
Yeah, that would have been dope.
Shout out to Steve LoBel.
I heard a record with him rapping on it.
What? Steve LoBel
really?
Rapping?
Yeah.
I never heard
like
that before.
Like recent?
Like right now.
Oh, shit.
I want to do a record with him.
Shout out to Rob Martin.
I gotta relax.
But yeah, big up to Steve LaBelle. And I think Scott Storch was actually on it too. Steve LaBelle and Scott Storch on a record rhyming. Yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, it was crazy. The beat was hard. But I did like the concept of a record. So
who else have we?
We got Scott Storch. And we got Steve
come
LaBelle.
Close to having on the show and hasn't quite made it.
Kendrick Lamar.
Kendrick Lamar, Kendrick. That was a huge disappointment for me.
Yeah, Kendrick.
Because I was spearheading that with Interscope people, and I don't know what happened there.
Right, yeah, Kendrick, that was a, we didn't get a chance. But listen, guys, if you know Kendrick, or you know the show, and you're a fan of the show, and
let them know.
Yeah, let them know. You know, I seen Big Sean the other day at Tao, a restaurant, and we got over our little disagreements that I had with him. So he said he wants to do the show. So, but again, it's about the people. It's about the audience, and the fans and the supporters, the real Drink Champs army, to engage, and you tell your artists
what
they should be doing, because, you know, as a fellow DJ, as a fellow rapper, they should come to our platform first. We're not mad if they go to anybody else's platform. We're not haters. But at the end of the day, it's just like, why not go to something that this could be something that most of them probably going to try to do when they eventually slow down in their career. For a rapper, especially, I've laid the format of what you can do after you stop making music, or after you slow down on making music. Right. As a rapper, you laid it out for as a DJ. When a DJ wanna, you know, is tired of going to hit the road, you know, this is a job format that we created that other people could copy, and we're not mad at them copying. So, with that being said, I've been having a great time doing Drink Champs. This is my second episode I did sober. I'm sober right now. Yeah, I'm sober right now. I'm not drinking until Busta Rhymes come, and we're just giving them some good talk. But Sonny's drunk enough for everybody. He smells like engine oil.
I just started. And you forgot about the regular guy. When the regular guy retires, this is an avenue for him too. Mm.
You gotta retire from sweat. I'm not gonna retire from sweating.
I'm gonna sweat for a very long time.
It's mad cold in here.
Yeah, the AC is on full blast.
Damn, you feel an AC? I don't feel no AC.
Obviously, look at you. You're glistening, man.
I don't do no drugs either. Like, you know what I mean? It's just energy. It's just energy.
Right. Yeah, and you got to meet the Haitian president. Wyclef. Let's make some noise.
And he disrespects the flag by wiping.
He's a class guy.
Wyclef gave your mother a drop. That is all.
He sang a song to my mom. You know, he was saying, you know, Marie D. You know, Mary D. This is Wyclef. How you doing? You know, he sang a little song for her.
In Haitian?
And I told my mom, and I told her,
What do you mean you told her? You couldn't send your mother her own drop?
My mom got a trap phone, bro. He told me to call her on FaceTime. I said, bro, it ain't like that. He did a video. He sang to her. I called her, and you could see she was all happy. She only knows two rappers in the world, Slime, and of course, Wyclef. And Wyclef is a super gentleman, man. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, we just shot a video. For those that don't know, I just shot a video for Wyclef, his song. I don't know if his song is out or not, but I shot a video. We bugged out.
It sounds ill the way he's describing it.
Yeah, Wyclef is a very musical guy. Like, I got to see that yesterday. Like, I got to see how much, like he can make any kind of record. Like, any kind of record he can make. And I think that's just awesome. To not be pigeon-toed to one type of thing or one type of sound. And you gotta go out there and get his album, Carnival 3.
Carnival 3 is out right now.
Yeah, that shit is hard.
The record you do with him is for what?
It's the remix for one of the records that's on that. I was confused too. But it's the remix. I was like, what the fuck are we doing? Like, did you just drop an album? It's not on there. So, like, why are we shooting the video? And he's like, nah, this is the record I'm going with. It's the remix. I wanted them to see the video first. Like, I already got a clip of the video. Like, big up to the director, Jose. I forget his last name. But he does a lot of Puerto Rican videos, like Daddy Yankee videos, and Wyclef just hired him for 5 videos, apparently. But the guy is so awesome, and he's fast. Like, we did it yesterday, and already had a rough draft.
I don't think I've ever had a director sound like that.
And it looked good. It wasn't color corrected, and it wasn't something else, but it looked real, real close to being ready. Like, he was like,
it gave the vibe, for sure.
Yeah, so it was done. So big up Wyclef. And he also stopped through at the Irv Gotti interview. It was a little awkward moment. It was a little awkward. You guys see it, man. So look, go out there and watch for both. So let's ask Cocaine Haz.
Yeah.
How do you feel about your new nickname?
Pass the mic to Haz.
How do you feel about your
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah. Oh, let's make some noise.
Why does he like his new name? His new nickname.
Oh, okay. I thought he likes cocaine.
Crazy. People were hitting me up and they're like, yo, Cocaine Haz is hard. You gotta run with that.
I'm telling you.
So you know what? Fuck it.
I told him the beats.
Yeah, because the average person don't think of cocaine. I'm just telling you that. They think it like it's beats. You're a beat guy. You know what I mean?
It's not nothing else. I don't do drugs.
And Cocaine Haz is way better than Scumbag Haz. Yes. I can tell you that right. right now.
But he's still in the scumbag gang.
Sonny's the president.
Who's in the scumbag gang? Who's in that gang?
We can't tell. We can't tell.
You know, we can tell a couple people.
Carlito. Secret
Carlito's
oh,
in man. The scumbag gang.
Carlito's the leader.
I don't know Carlito to be a scumbag.
Harris is in the scumbag. No, that's a different
gang. Anybody who buys drinks from Billy's is in the scumbag gang. Shout out Billy's. Where's that at?
125th North Miami.
Nigga, you get 900 drinks in there for $12.
Yeah, definitely a scumbag.
You order a bottle, they bring you out plastic cups, nigga. You ain't getting no bottle, nigga. This is rare. This is rare in Miami. Remember Trina? If you like cocaine, you get it right there.
Everything. They got everything.
Billy's is real.
It's hard. It's a horrible bar. But you can score for $40.
That's a vampire joint,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's just crazy.
You can win. But yo, for the people that don't know, we had Rick House yesterday. We're gonna have Foxhole coming up, right?
Saturday.
What day? Come on, man.
What? Saturday the 14th of October,
Saturday,
Foxhole.
14. Saturday 14. Saturday the 14th. And Thursday at Wall, you know, I didn't get a chance to celebrate my birthday because of the hurricane. So we're coming back and we're gonna end this out. Yes, I'm 40 years old and I turned 40 September 6th and I ain't mad at it. But I didn't get the party in one of my favorite places in the world to party, which is Miami. So I'm gonna get these parties in because you only turn 40 once.
Right.
And I'm not gonna motherfucking have any excuse why I'm not celebrating. This is what Drink Champs is about. It's about celebrating life. This is what Uno Mas is about. This is what On the Run Eating is about. And goddamn it, by golly gee, it's what NRE is about.
Let's make some noise for that. We're gonna do it.
I turned white. You can tell I got white friends with mazookas and things like that. Shit is real.
Speaking of On the Run Eating, I saw one of the rough cuts, and then, you know, one of my favorite, funniest scenes involved this guy right here.
Oh, yes. Yeah, Sonny went swimming in the wishing well.
Oh, man. Yo, yeah. I can't wait till everybody see that right there, yeah. Sonny. You did kill that.
I'm the president of Scumbag Gang.
Yo, listen, man. My man Sonny DBT went swimming in the wishing well on 47th Street in Manhattan, and when he got out of the wishing well, he smelled like dog urine. Hey.
And he did not change.
Wait, but people still took pictures of him. Like, he killed the scene so much that tourists was like, the cameras was following him. Tourists is waiting in line to take a picture of him in the scumbag water. Do you know the water I'm talking about? On the wishing well? Like, you know, when you walk in New York and you throw a dime in the drink? Yeah, look, it was so bad. It was so bad that the security from the building came out and was like, oh, Nori. I was like, yo, my bad. My man just did that for a scene. He's like, nah, that water's filthy. I'm not coming out here to tell you to get him out. That water's filthy. But you didn't give a fuck, right, Sonny D?
I did not give a fuck. That's why when North Korea dropped that thing, I was ready.
Wait, what? Where did you start wars on drink champs, bro? I'm nuclear ready, man. What's in that water?
I like Lil' Kim from North Korea.
It felt like there's radiation in there.
I think Lil' Kim from North Korea just need a blunt.
Lil' Kim.
That's his name. That's his nickname from North Korea.
Yeah,
that's his hip-hop name. Lil' Kim. Nigga, that's just hard. I think Lil' Kim.
I just pictured him.
Kim Jong-un. That's how you say it?
Kim Jong-un.
I'm like Mr. Lee right now. Little Kim Jong-un gonna come to Drink Champs. We'll meet him halfway. We'll meet you in China or somewhere. I ain't going to North Korea. I'm a little nervous.
We'll meet him at Mr. Chow's.
We meet him at Mr. Chow's.
Eat some green
bones.
Give him some tiger bone.
And some Hennessy.
Give him some rosé. Yeah. Have him smoke a blunt. And we're going to throw them nukes away, man. Let's get rid of them nukes. Nukes not good for nobody.
Can he bring them? What's his name? What's the
and dude? Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman lived right up the block from me. I seen Dennis Rodman get drunk for real.
Listen,
this is a crazy story. I'm at the Grill, all right? The Grill. It's in Aventura Mall. Great little place. If you've never been to the Grill, get there. You know, great wine, great atmosphere. So this is one day I'm there. It's just happy hour. It's happy hour popping. I'm there with my wife. So I see every chick that walked by, Dennis Rodman, like, kind of grabbed their ass. I was like, yo, hold on. This nigga grabbed my wife's ass, I'm stabbing him in his eye. Grabbed the knife, and for some reason, he just wouldn't look at me. His boy's like, damn, that's Nori. He's like, oh, okay, good luck. I was like, oh, okay, you stab. All right, Dennis. Because Dennis is tall. He's a tall guy. He's a tall guy. Big up Dennis Rodman, man. It's a funny.
He's the only friend.
And then after that, I had drinks with him.
He goes to North Korea a lot.
Yeah, listen.
He must be getting the bag.
Yeah, it has to be.
They get hot.
Could you imagine those conversations?
Gotta be weird.
It's like what Mr. Lee and Boris.
Did you see that movie, The Interview?
At the same time. Yeah, that's one of my favorite funny movies.
I'm telling
man.
You, they got Kim Jong-un. You don't remember?
Yeah, they got Kim Jong-un.
He was the coolest nigga riding around in tanks. Well, 40s.
That's
facts.
It. Huh?
Facts. You gotta see this. It's a great.
I'd hang out with him.
Who, Kim Jong-un?
Yes.
You know who I won't hang out with? The Russian nigga. The Russian nigga scares
me. Who, Putin?
Yeah. Who? Yeah.
Nah, him, I don't
He looks like he's fun to hang out with, though, man.
I don't think so.
You get that vibe?
No.
You think he'll do drink chants?
He don't look like he got black.
That would be great.
Get Putin on drink chants.
He'll out drink us.
Vodka only.
Yeah, but when he gets to the
Ciroc,
huh?
Vodka.
He was ex-KGB.
He would have to
because if vodka don't come from Russia, they say that they don't consider it vodka. You remember that time we was in Russia? Me and EFM was at Russia. And we ordered vodka, and I fucking ordered the juice, and they was like, juice! I was like, oh, shit!
You
ordered juice with vodka in Russia? It's like, you're a girl.
It's just water.
Oh, really?
This is the worst drinking. It's only me and EFM. Yeah. It's like, we don't got nobody to hold us down.
That was a crazy experience.
Just me and EFM drinking fucking shots of vodka. And fucking Russia.
Eating foul shit too.
And then Russia, like Russia's real racist too. Like they won't even look at you.
Remember that soccer game?
They go, we was gonna get beat up. We was coming down the stairs and they was coming up. I was like that. I was like, oh shit. I was like, let me not even make eye contact. Cause I might make what the fuck you looking at, nigga? I was like, I'm a nigga, my bad.
You know, like those soccer games, right? There was all these skinhead looking dudes. Skinhead. They started talking Russian to the promoters that were with us, and then I was like, we gotta go. Now, you know, this is how racist it is over there. The promoters belong to an organization called Russians Against Racism.
Damn.
I did not know that.
You look, it was a time where me and EFN landed, and I was in one part of the airport, I was in another part of the airport. Yo, I was scared.
We got lost.
Yo, I was like, I kept calling it. Like, where the fuck you at? Because, yo, when you know when a person don't Come look at you in their eye, they've been saying nigga their whole life. Like, I've been traveling the world, so when a person can't just go like this to you, I just knew. Like, they were looking at me in the airport like, they just wouldn't look at me. I said, we don't belong here.
Yo, when we saw each other from a distance, you know that music? Dun, 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 dun. We were like running in slow motion to each other.
You know that first time?
I forgot. I think I had to call you to get him. Forget what it was. But like for 10 minutes, we didn't see. I was like, yo, that shit was scary, B. That shit was real. We went and ate in an Indian restaurant. Shit got real. We ordered French fries in an Indian restaurant. Doesn't go together at all. But we're nervous, nigga. We're going to be where it goes. But this is how it is, man. This is Drink Champs. We wanted to give y'all a little something extra on the audio.
100.
We're sitting back, like I said, we're waiting for Busta Rhymes. We're also let y'all know that we got Busta Rhymes coming up.
I think he's here.
We got Jim Jones coming up. We got Jermaine Dupri coming up. And we got motherfucking Irv Gotti coming up. So if you guys are with us and you down, you know what I'm saying, make sure you check it out on Revolt TV. This is a big part of why we doing this, giving y'all something extra, because we want to let y'all know to bring the traffic to Revolt TV. If you want to be up on Drink Champs latest and you don't want to be late, you watch it on Revolt TV Thursday, 10 p.m. If you don't catch it live, then you go on demand on Revolt.
That's it.
And then you also go to the that podcast, get that audio podcast, and you go to YouTube, and we're there, man. So
we gotta say deeply thank you to the Drink Champs Army, because
thank you to Drink Champs
from
Army.
From episode
you.
One, they Let's held us down, and it's been growing ever since.
Yep.
Thank y'all.
Yep, thank y'all, man. Let's thank do it.
Thursday, 10 p.m.
Revolt TV.
It's going to be classic.